Father, we bless you. We honor you. You are the Lord. You will never change. Your glory, you will never share with any graven image. We bless your name, O Lord. We worship you. Thank you, Father. You are worthy to be praised, O God. Lord, we bow before you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your mercy, O Lord. We honor you. We bless you, Lord. Father, we exalt you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We lay our crown and we worship you. Oh, for your mercy, for your love, for your kindness, O Lord. We exalt you. Thank you, Father. You are the Lord and that is your name. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy, for your love that cannot be compared. Lord, we bless your name. And Father, this morning, we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Monday, the 12th of January, 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy, for his love upon you. Thank him because he's God and he will never change. Thank him for his love, for his mercy. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak upon this day and speak concerning your new week, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me and make every crooked place is straight. In the name of Jesus, I take prophetic stand over this week. I release the voice of the Lord upon my week. In the name of Jesus, upon my day. In the name of Jesus, every enemy surrounding my resources, I command you to be scattered. In the name of Jesus, every appearance of the wicked around my resources, I command you to be scattered. In the name of Jesus, I break every evil patterns over my life. In the name of Jesus, oh, this day you deliver a surprise of blessing for me. In the name of Jesus, I break the power of delay. I break the power of hard labor. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every appearance of evil traffic in my week. In the name of Jesus, I declare the manifestations of the favor of the Lord in my life this week. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, I take over this day, I take over this week. I command every wicked voice that is speaking concerning my day, speaking concerning my week, I silence you in the name of Jesus. I declare every mouth that is speaking evil continuously, constantly over me, in the name of Jesus, I condemn you. In the name of Jesus, your evil words turn on you and begin to follow you. Your words betray you and begin to follow you all the days of your life. In the name of Jesus, oh, this day, this week, you align with the provision of God for me. In the name of Jesus, this week, this day, you will favor me. In the name of Jesus, systems and structures will favor me. In the name of Jesus, nature will favor me. In the name of Jesus, I release the fire of the Lord to go before me into this week. In the name of Jesus, delay is removed. My door of blessing is open. My gate of blessing is open. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord and I declare I am exempted from any form of evil that flows in this day, that flows in this week. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, today I will not walk into tragedy. I will not walk into accident. In the name of Jesus, I will not walk into the trap of the wicked. In the name of Jesus, I will not walk into error. I will not be in the company of perversion. I will not join the company of error. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, for the Lord will give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They shall bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against the stone. In the name of Jesus, today and for the rest of my life, I receive angelic assistance. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare by the word of the Lord is my keeper, the Lord is my protector. In the name of Jesus, I declare there shall no evil befall me, neither will any plague come near my dwelling. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want us to remember Nigeria in our prayers. I want you to lift up your voice and speak to the Lord. The Father, let your mercy speak in the name of Jesus. Let your mercy speak over this nation today. Lord, let your mercy speak in the name of Jesus. Father, you will arise and you will destroy the devices of the wicked over Nigeria. In the name of Jesus, whatever it is that they have planned for the week, whatever it is that they have planned for the day, it will not prosper in the name of Jesus. Father, you will arise and you will scatter the devices of the wicked in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, we pray that, Lord, you will break the scepter of wickedness in Nigeria. Lord, you will break the scepter of wickedness in Nigeria. Lord, break the rod of the wicked over this nation in the name of Jesus. Father, arise in your mercy and dethrone the company of the wicked in the name of Jesus. Dethrone the company of the wicked in the name of Jesus, that the wicked will not prosper in their enterprise over this nation in the name of Jesus. You will disappoint their devices in the name of Jesus. You will frustrate the tokens of the wicked over this nation in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, today is Monday. It's a day that the Lord has commanded me to always release his blessing upon you as you go in the first day of the working week. But let me remind you that this week, by the grace of God, on the 15th of this month, this week, Thursday, 15th of this month, we'll be coming together for our 1 hour prayer launch. Why don't you start the year 2026 with a time spent in the presence of the Lord, a time for you to pour out your heart desires in his presence, a time for you to kick off in prayer and start the journey of this season. Is a 1 hour prayer in the presence of the Lord. Of course, we are going to be live. You can join us online and on site. I want you to prepare yourself for this day. You can join us, you can follow us along in fasting as we pray on that day. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Remember, on the 15th of January 2026 by 12 noon, 15th of January 2026, 12 noon at Oluwa Damilare Garden, beside National Open University, that is behind Tafo Arena, Songo Eleyele Road, Ijokodo Junction, Ibadan here. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Like I said before, the Lord has instructed me to put his blessing upon you as you go today. I'm reading from the scripture, from the book of Numbers. Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 to 26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is the blessings of the Lord for you as you go this week. The blessings of the Lord is released on you. The blessings of the Lord is released on your labor, on your week. You are blessed in the name of the Lord. You will labor in the right direction in the name of Jesus. Your labor will not be lost in the feet of error in the name of Jesus. Your labor will not be lost in the feet of mistake and perversion. Your labor will not be lost because of wrong company in the name of Jesus. You will not labor lost. You will not labor in the wrong direction. Your labor is not for another man to eat. In the name of Jesus, you will settle down and you will enjoy your harvest. In your season of harvest, your strength will not be taken away. In the name of Jesus, your season of harvest will always outlast your season of labor. In the name of Jesus, this new week, in the name of Jesus, aligns with the provision of God for you. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is committed to your peace. The Lord is committed to your joy. The Lord is committed to your blessings. In the name of Jesus, this new week, you will enjoy the favor of the Lord upon your life afresh. In the name of Jesus, the Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord release the dew of heaven upon you. In the name of Jesus, the Lord be gracious unto you. In the name of Jesus, Jesus. Psalm 4 verse 6 says, there are many who say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift up the light of your countenance upon us. I say it again. The Lord be gracious unto you in the name of Jesus. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. The Lord be merciful unto you. The Lord make his face shine upon the works of your hand in the name of Jesus. The Lord remove hard labor from your life this season in the name of Jesus. Before you speak, the Lord answer you in the name of Jesus. Oh, the Lord make provision for you this week in the name of Jesus. The Lord be gracious unto you. The mercy of the Lord work for you in the name of Jesus. His mercy and favor makes way for you to sit in the gathering of great men in the name of Jesus. The mercy of the Lord enters into the gathering of men and speak on your behalf in the name of Jesus. It means wherever your name is mentioned, wherever your name is mentioned, either you or your company, you will be preferred above all in the name of Jesus. Men that you don't know will arise and fight for you because the mercy of the Lord, the favor of the Lord speaks for you. Men that you don't know will arise and secure seats for you. They will arise and secure place for you in the name of Jesus. The mercy of the Lord brings you to feast at the table of the kings, to feast at the table of the nobles in the name of Jesus. His blessing, his provision, his favor becomes your daily experience, becomes your daily expression in the name of Jesus. You no longer partake of the crumbs that fall from the table, but the mercy of the Lord make room for you at the feast of the noble, at the feast of the king. For the Lord has prepared a table before you in the presence of your enemy in the name of Jesus. Oh, the Lord anoints your head with oil and your cup runs over. I speak to you as you go this week. The anointing of the Lord is poured upon you. Your head will not lack oil. Your cup will not be empty in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. What was difficult for you to achieve, what was impossible for you to obtain in the last year, in this last week, becomes the most easy for you to attain this year, this week, in the name of Jesus. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace all around you in the name of Jesus. I lay the blessings of the Lord upon you once again as you go today. In the name of Jesus, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Peace all around you in the name of Jesus. This is the blessings of the Lord for you this week as you go today. All you have to do is say amen and accept it with faith, and you will see the blessings of the Lord working out for you in the name of Jesus. Remember, the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you and God bless you. Have a blessed week.